Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for your blessing upon us as we're gathering here, Father God, to lift up your name, to hear from you. We can't lift up your name unless we hear from you, Lord, to draw close, to pray for our families and pray for our community and pray for South Africa, Africa, and the world. So thank you, Father God, as your word says this morning, that we all, each and every one of us, is important. Each and every one of us is a gift from you to this world. But if we don't draw close to you, how can we wake up? So I thank you for morning by morning, you here to wake us up, to hear, so that we can be encouraged and we can encourage others. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 1 Corinthians 12, verse 20 to 27. So there are many parts, but one body. And I can't say to a hand, I don't need you. Or again, the head can't say to the feet, I don't need you. The opposite is true. The parts of the body that we think are weaker are the ones we really need. The parts of the body that we think are less honorable are the ones we give special honor. So our unpresentable parts are made more presentable. However, our presentable parts don't need this kind of treatment. God has put the body together and given special honor to the part that doesn't have it. God's purpose was that the body should not be divided, but rather that all of its parts should feel the same concern for each other. If one part of the body suffers, all the other parts share its suffering. If one part is praised, all the others share in its happiness. You are Christ's body, and each of you is an individual part of it.
Hallelujah. Isn't it so beautiful? You know, and if we think, you know, one died for us all. So Jesus, the head, the firstborn among many brothers, paid the price so that we can all realize that we are precious, that and we can come and then we can gather together regularly. And that's where the different parts of the body gets their encouragement, gets their light, and becomes all that you made them to be. So that is a big thing. You know, we can have surrendered to the Lord and we can have come to the Lord, but it's so important. We need to know we are body, and as we are enlightened and then encourage each other. So the purpose of coming together, first of all, I mean, the first big thing is your fellowship with the Father and Son. That's what the main purpose that Christ came was, to bring us back into the family. And as it says, this is eternal life, that you know the Father and Son. And then you've got the beautiful scriptures, so your joy may be full. And once your joy is full, you can be then an encouragement and a light to others. So, precious family out there, know you loved. Know that you need to wake up to that love on a daily basis. And then know that once you've been enlightened, you can enlighten others. You can go into your day, as Isaiah 50 verse 4 first says, morning by morning he wakens your ear. But then it goes on to say, you can stand, you can shine, you can persevere when you've been tested, and know that God will never leave you or forsake you, so he will come through for you. So let him light the fire so that you can be on fire for the Messiah. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.